Blog Talk Radio.
To Straight Talk. Hello, this is Stan Macklin with Straight Talk, and we're glad to be able to be on the program today. Got an exciting program. We're going to be talking about several things that's happening in current events that's going on. There was another terrorist attack that happened, and we're going to be talking about terrorism today. It's something that seems to be happening in very frequent reoccurrences. And we're going to have some guests on the program. We're going to be talking about it. But, you know, when we talk about terrorism is really nothing new. Here in America, on a domestic scene, terrorism started in the beginning of this country. When you think about how this country was started, this country was already inhabited by a civilization known as Native Americans. But when the Europeans came here, they were quick to call them savages, uncivilized, and beast, and all kind of innuendos and so forth. And they literally commenced to terrorizing the land, and killing, stealing, until they literally almost near genocide eradicated the Native Americans. And what about the story told of the Trail of Tears, where they were marched from their native lands down to Florida? So terror is something that doesn't not a fresh new beginning. It's something that has plagued our civilization from almost the beginning of time. And you talk about terror going to other lands, primarily the land of Africa, and taking civilized people from their country, their native land, and putting them in slave castles, and from slave castles to slave ships through the transatlantic journey, if they made it, and then from there to the plantation where they were brutalized and beaten and subject to be as slaves. Hey, terror is something that is nothing new, something that has happened. But now we see that there is an uprising of individuals who are known as ISIS, Al-Qaeda, who are fighting to make them a bold statement that the Western way is not the way, and they're doing everything they can to eradicate that ideology. People are being hurt, killed, and the radicalization of many individuals through social media has taken place. When we think about what happened down in Orlando, that is just senseless killing that should have never happened. A young man who's struggling with his, with who he is, full of hatred, decides to take out his hatred toward a safe haven, a secure place known as the Pulse in Orlando, and there he unleashes his hatred and his anger, where 49 individuals have been slain. It is unacceptable, unacceptable. And I think that anybody that has any notion of humanity should hurt for the brothers and the sisters in the LGBTQ community when any American is singled out, terrorized in that fashion. It affects us all. And I know it was a sad time to many in the community. It was a time where many were hurting and many felt like, why? But I want to say that hatred is something that is nothing new. It's something that's been here. It's been very prevalent. It has been to the avail of many. And we must do everything we can to resist the forces of hate anywhere, form and fashion, to make a difference. And I'm literally calling on all individuals to take a stand against this here negative influence. I think also, too, on the political scene, I think that Mr. Trump has played a lot into his hate rhetoric, where he has personally singled out certain ethnicities, Latinos, Hispanics, Muslims, African Americans, women, where he definitely has stated that one of his primary goals, if he is successful, which I don't think he will be, to become president, is to build a wall. There again, the practice of exclusion. Why is it that people feel that they have to exclude people from being a part of something that represents unity and ban a certain ethnicity, primarily Muslims, from even entering into the United States? This is the type of ideology that this man espouses. And I think that anybody with well-meaning, caring heart to do everything they can to stand up, to speak up, and speak out against such plain, pure hatred and nonsense. When the individual boldly proclaims, we're going to take back America, what do you mean when you say take back America? Take it back from who? Take it back from what? What is it that you feel that you lost? What do you feel has been taken from you? And we're going to do everything within our power to make sure that we do this. I just think that that is totally unacceptable. Unacceptable. And I think that we need to do what we can do to work against that type of mentality. So terror is here. It's not going nowhere, because hate breeds hate. Evil breeds evil. And when you set a course, you set an effort to try to destroy segments of humanity, That is just unacceptable. It is and I want, excuse me, I want to do everything I can within my power to ensure anybody to know that terror in any form or fashion is just unacceptable. You know, when we think about accountability, we have to be accountable. We have to be accountable to nation building. We have to be accountable to peacemaking, because there's even the admonition that we have, blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. They shall be. And when we see that things are happening that does not constitute that type of security, we have to be willing to stand up and speak out in any way, form, or fashion that we can do to make a difference. And if we can't do that, then I think that we need to literally hold ourselves accountable that we have failed to make a difference. It's not acceptable in any way, form, or fashion. When you think about all the families that lost a brother, a sister, a mother, a father, a friend, a loved one, for what reason? It's just unacceptable. You know, we live in a society where it's a free society, a society where there's expectations that you don't expect that when you go to a supermarket that some maniac, some crazy person, some sicko is going to do something against another human being. You don't expect them to put out an assault weapon and just start shooting people, because it's supposed to be a safe place. A safe place where you can go and you can shop some milk, some butter, some eggs, bread. Go to the checkout line, check out without any expectations of any terror or any wrongdoing confronting you. But we just don't know. We really don't know. What can we do? How are we to take a stand in the midst of something like terror? But it's not only on a domestic scene, it's also on the international scene. Today, we see the results of what happened in Istanbul, Turkey. It is just a shame how individuals are just to the place where they would just strap themselves up, known as suicide bombers, and will innocently walk into a designated place and designate their bomb being blown to pieces, knowing that this somehow puts them in a utopia. Unacceptable. It is uncalled for. And we must, all individuals who have a mindset to resist all forms of terror, should do whatever we can to resist the powers and the evils of darkness. We must do this here. We must not give up. We must not give in. We must not surrender. We must stand firm. This is an election season, and it's going to be a nasty one. Yes, it is. It's going to be one where we see all kind of language that's being used, and all kind of manipulation. But I believe that one of the most important things that we must do is that we must resist any form of evil, wherever it exists or wherever it rears up its ugly head. I happen to live in a city. It's not a large city by any means, but it's a growing city. It's a growing city of 52,000. And I want to be able to know that my grandchildren will have the opportunity to live in a community free from terror. We are very fortunate to be working with a group of people called the Nexus Community Ambassadors. And their main purpose is to be able to represent in the community in a very positive way. And I want to identify one of these individuals, Ms. Jennifer Van Gorder. Are you on the line, Jennifer? Ms. Van Gorder, are you on the line? Evidently, we have. Could you speak up, Ms. Van Gorder? Are you on the line? Hello?
Turn on your microphone.
Hello?
Yes.
You are a part of a new program that is sponsored by Nexus, which is called the Community Ambassadors. And
yes, sir.
As we're in the midst of talking about terror that's happening within our communities, the Community Ambassadors, one of their main purpose is to work with men and women who are at high risk or who have been incarcerated. And, you know, many people have looked at incarceration as a form of terror. The criminal justice system is really out of control. It's out of whack. And a lot of individuals just don't recover. They have become institutionalized. They have become victimized. But how is it that Community Ambassadors are making a difference to give men and women who are possibly high risk or have been incarcerated hope and a desire to make a difference against terror in the community?
We go out there and speak about our experience and have a good support system.
Okay. A support system is very good. Do you think a lot of people wind up incarcerated because of a lack of a support system?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And how is it that we can help men and women who have been, let's say, terrorized by a criminal justice system? Now, don't get me wrong now. I know that we need a place of confinement for individuals who just do evil, because there are some evil people in the world today. And when I say that, I mean people who practice evil. They go to bed thinking about evil. They go to sleep thinking about evil. They wake up thinking about evil. They just are evil doers. And so I think we do need prisons or places of confinement for people like that. Excuse me. But how can we help people not to be doers of evil? Hello?
Yes.
How can we help people? How can we help people not to be doers of evil? I know this is maybe a little different and a little new to you in terms of talking on a broadcast, but it's people such as you, that individuals who are listening need to hear their voice. So what would you say in terms, you talked about that support system. Why is a support system so important?
Because sometimes people just need that role model to guide them in the right direction.
Okay. And people, for instance, do you know what a suicide bomber is?
Yes.
Okay. Why would a person, a suicide bomber, and they come in all forms, sizes, and shapes, men, women, and children, why would a suicide bomber do something like that? Is that a form of support?
No. He's trying to support Allah, but it's not in the correct type of way.
Right. I would agree with that. It's not in the, you said it so wonderful, it's not in the correct way. Many times when people have issues, they don't know how to process their issues. And so they take out the process of solving their issues through violence. What do you think about violence?
And I'm not sure, Stan, but Lance is on the line as well, if he wants to give you his input.
Okay, Mr. Brooks, Lance Brooks, are you on the line? Mr. Brooks, Lance Brooks.
He might be on
mute,
maybe.
He's not coming through right now. So could you answer that question?
Can
Why
you repeat the question? Lance might
yes,
be on
I
mute
can.
At the moment.
Yes, I can. Oh, you're here. Okay. We're talking today about terror. We're talking about terror and how there's been incidents of terror in the country. The situation that happened in Orlando was nothing but an incident of hate that was primarily singled out toward the safe haven of the LGBTQ community. And we talked about, in the terms of background, how terror and hate is nothing new to this country. How the Native Americans were terrorized, the land was stolen from them, and how they themselves were victimized in many ways. They were called savages. They were called uncivilized and beasts. And we talked about how that how the criminal justice system can be a form of terror to a lot of men and women who have been incarcerated or are at high risk. How can the criminal justice system be a form of terror to men and women who have been incarcerated?
Well, you said it best yourself, Stan, when you talk about just the fact of the people that's being terrorized against. You know, our country is built on terror. You know, our country's built on hatred. Our country's built on taking. So you mentioned something about accountability. You know, when you're accountable for your actions, you should have good deeds. But some people's actions is not of what they stand it to be. You got people who think evil, so they're going to produce evil thinking. We don't understand it. If you train somebody to think a certain way, they're going to think that way. You talk about incarceration. They're mentally abusing us in prison. They're not beating us no more, but they're mentally abusing us by putting us in cells for hours and hours and hours. Confinement. Confinement is not meant to be used in the sense that they're using it in. I sit in a cell for 12 months at a time. I was confined. It abused me mentally, you know. And when you're dealing with all these certain aspects with all these terrorist people, it's the people they're around. You know, if you got good people around you, you're going to have good deeds. If you put a seed in the ground, if you don't plant it deep enough, the tree's going to fall. So therefore, if you don't plant the seed of graciousness amongst people, God-willingly people, they're going to be bad people. And then I think that's what our country's dealing with right now. We're just dealing with a bunch of hateful things. You said something about Trump. You see how he's making mockery of our system. He's causing fights. He got people acting other than themselves. And that's just what happens, you know. And, I mean, the way we're going to get back to that, we got to start breeding good people. You hold us – you use the word accountability. You hold – myself personally accountable for my actions on a day-to-day basis. I'm grateful for that because I've had nobody in my life to actually hold me accountable, to teach me how to be a productive citizen. So therefore, it's just the people you keep around. You keep good things around you, you do good things. You keep bad people around you, you do bad things. It's not hard to understand that our country is going through a lot of bad things right now. But I truly believe we'll bounce back. Because I think there's a whole lot of good people out there. Their voices is just not being heard yet. But it's going to be a time when God shuts it down, and he's going to hear all the good voices over the bad voices. You know?
Now, you made a very good point. You made a very good point. People surrounding themselves with people who are productive and constructive in their thinking. So, you know, I was talking to Jennifer about people – primarily known as suicide bombers. How in the world can a person put a vest on, strapped with dynamite, and will literally go into a safe place where innocent people are about and designate that bomb and kill literally hundreds of people? That comes from... Go ahead.
No, Jen said it best. If you study Nation of Islam and Muslims, they think that they're going to be with God. They think that they're going to go to heaven if you do something like that. If you're going to serve a God in your mind that you think is going to send you to heaven if you kill people, how ironic is that? I mean, only a fool would think killing is going to get you to heaven. But that's just what they're taught. I mean, like I said,
okay.
if you teach me violence opposed to goodness, what am I going to do? I'm going to be a violent person. And in my mind, I think I'm doing it for a good cause. Our God don't teach us nothing but love. Love has nothing to do with violence. Love has nothing to do with hate. Love is what it is, love. Genuinely concerned about another person's well-being. Treat others as you would want them to treat you. It's just that simple. If you want somebody to treat you bad, you treat them bad. You know, and Muslims have the attention to think, not nothing against Muslims, but that's just what they're taught. You know, I don't know why one would think that, but that's just what they're taught. So they tend to think that that's what's best for them. You know, we know it's wrong. God knows it's wrong. But there's nothing that a civilized or a good person can do about it but try to teach them that love has nothing to do with death. It has nothing to do with hurting people.
Now, Jennifer, let me ask you this question, because there are a lot of young women who are also involved in the, let's say, the jihadist movement, and they want to inflict terror on others, and you know, like even here in on the domestic side, we have a popular show that comes on called Bad Girls. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but I've watched it before, and this show seems to promote girls fighting with one another. We'll give you the last closing amount thoughts, because our program is getting ready to go off the air, but what would you say about a program like that?
I think that promotes violence and negativity, and then girls look at that like that's what they're supposed to do, just fight one another instead of teaming up with one another and making a difference in the world.
Well, I want to personally thank you, Community Ambassadors, for being on the program today, and I want to commend Nexus for allowing you the opportunity to represent them in the community.